the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1963. The Four Seasons were a very popular group that year. The novelty of the year was by an emerging television comedy writer who was trying to become a comedian. Hello, Mother and Hello, Father by Alan Sherman. Just around the corner, everything was about to break loose. The seeds planted in a cavern in Liverpool, England, had reached maturity and were about to blossom forth. The English soon would pay their American cousins another visit. This visit was the music that was to be heard around the world. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1963.
WPGC, AM and FM, Morningside.
Caballero, ay, acaba de entrar Guatuz. Ese mulata, caballero, así que...
Well, that's from the rock and roll generation, 1963. Ray Beretta in the number one song for that year in New York City, El Watusi. WPGC's Columbus Showtime is 10:02 with the music, Joey Powers.
Meet me at midnight, Mary.
Don't hurt anyone now.
Don't
hurt anyone.
Joey Powers, the rock and roll generation, 1963. It's 10:05 with WPGC's Columbus.
Honey, Billy's coming down with a cold and he's got a fever. Better give him some aspirin.
Not some aspirin. St. Joseph's aspirin for children.
They're all the same.
Not for my Billy. St. Joseph has been making aspirin just for children for over 23 years. That's why I trust St. Joseph aspirin for children.
Trust. That's St. Joseph aspirin for children. 23 years of reliability. For fever of colds, flu... More mothers have trusted and more children's doctors have recommended St. Joseph aspirin for children than any other.
When your child gets a cold or the flu, one of the worst things can be the cough that comes with it. Wouldn't it be nice if you could take this cough, and this one, and make them go away? Well, you can. Try St. Joseph Cough Syrup for Children. With Suppressin, the discovery that takes most of the coughs out of the cold. And once you get most of the coughs out of the cold, things start looking better. St. Joseph Cough Syrup for Children.
Come in.
Hi there. Is this the Acme Employment Agency?
That's right. Why the costume, bub?
There's no costume. I'm an undeer.
And I'm what?
Undeer. You know, I helped a man from Oncola deliver 7-Up to mommies and daddies and kiddies during the Oncola season.
Yeah, well, what can I do for you?
Well, you see, we undeer are kept real busy during the Oncola season. We work our little hoofies to the quick delivering cases and cases
of 7-Up to mommies and daddies during the Oncola season, I know.
And the man from Oncola only works during the Oncola season, so I'd like... A part-time job?
Well, there are very few calls for animals these days. What can you do?
I can sing. La, la, la.
Oh, no, no.
Well, that's about all I can do. Except bring 7-Up to people.
Good idea.
What?
Bring me a 7-Up.
You mean I can work here?
Yeah, we've needed somebody like you ever since our gopher left.
Well.
Murder. Revenge. Freeway. These are the WPGC newsmakers. Live on stage at Constitution Hall, the authorized production of Jesus Christ Superstar. There will be six performances as follows. Saturday, January 8th, 7 p.m. and 9:30. Sunday, January 9th, 3 p.m. and 7. Tuesday, January 11th, 7 p.m. Wednesday, January 12th, 7 p.m. This is the real thing. The national company of the Broadway production that has already become by far the most exciting, most inspiring musical creation of this decade. With a cast of 50 plus a superb sound system, Jesus Christ Superstar will give you a musical and spiritual experience you'll never forget. Constitution Hall in Washington. 6 performances, Saturday, January 8th, 7 and 9:30 p.m. Sunday, January 9th, 3 and 7 p.m. Tuesday, January 11th, 7 p.m. Wednesday, January 12th, 7 p.m. Tickets now on sale. Talbert Ticket Agency, 15th and Pennsylvania Avenue in the Washington Hotel, and all Ward stores, including Fredericksburg, Frederick, and Manassas. A mammoth production.
At 10:08, WPGC court reporters say the Fairfax murder trial of James Stover is expected to head for the jury on Monday. The jury dismissed after lawyers for both sides bogged down in preparation of lengthy instructions to the jury. This is the second trial for Stover on charges that he shot Francis Corner to death 3 years ago in Virginia. WPGC Newsmen report that Congressman Gilbert Goody wants to revamp the House D.C. committee. He says the current committee isn't responsive to the district's problems. Goody wants 75% of the committee made up of congressmen from urban areas. The federal and D.C. government shake hands on that 7 miles plus of new interstate freeways. They agree they should be built. Transportation Secretary John Bolton
says, I'm recommending to the Congress an early completion of the Palisades Parkway as a necessary link in the area parkway system and continued financial support of the metro system, so that it may be completed at the earliest possible date.
Most government offices closed as the metro area enjoys a holiday on this, the last day of 71. Most stores closed for the weekend at 6 or 7 tonight. Buses are running on a Saturday schedule today, a Sunday schedule tomorrow. The Prince George's School Board is once again rejected a desegregation plan turned in by black member Jesse Warr. Warr's resolution is defeated by a single vote. It would have required a 10% to 30% black enrollment in each school. A mother of 4 children shot her husband to death today in Corpus Christi, then shot her children and herself to death. Her husband, a sailor, stationed at the Corpus Christi Naval Base. In the town of Union Pier, Michigan, a routine traffic check by a pair of state troopers turns into instant death for the policemen. A man believed to have shot them, later killed by other troopers after a chase. WPGC 1009. In Hollywood, television star Peter Jewell is found shot to death at his home this morning. Police say it's probably a homicide. Jewell starred in the TV show Alias Smith and Jones on ABC.
Come on, everybody.
Disciples of the Pharisees brought unto him a coin, asking, What thinkest thou of tribute unto Caesar? And he answered them by saying, Render unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God that which is God's. E pluribus fons, for the people from capital.
E Pluribus Funk, available at all record fair stores.
In December 1970, this was a top story on WPGC. Divorce becomes officially legal in Italy. Tens of thousands of divorce cases are prepared. That was December 1970. WPGC environment, sunny today, highs to 54. Latest air pollution index 0.04 with 0.15 considered undesirable. Your news editor, Daddy Time. This is Bob Raleigh. It's 44 degrees. WPGC Sound Off.
About a year ago, my grandfather collapsed. We rushed him to a military hospital where they told him to go home and rest. This after waiting 2.5 hours. We weren't satisfied. Went to another hospital where it was determined he'd had a stroke. Well, he stayed there for 2 months, then to another hospital for a month. Next to a rehabilitation center, and now he's in a wheelchair in a nursing home. All this quite possibly because he did not receive immediate treatment. Isn't that great? The government says be good to veterans, but you see how they treat them? Putrid. The listener on Culpeper Road, Alexandria. Your response is welcome.
Best Sound Off of the Week wins $20. Send yours to Sound Off, WPGC, Box 8550, Washington. The Rock and Roll Generation.
Rock and Roll Music.
1964. From every turntable needle, there sprang a Beatle. This was the year of the Fabulous Four. George, John, Paul, and Ringo. 9 of the top 100 records that year were Beatles songs. Their music was it. What was happening? It was everywhere and everything. The British were coming was no longer a cry, but a reality.
Oh, yeah.
The Beatles had a sound all their own.
One, two, three, four! Well, she was just 17. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
It spread more. Redcoats kept a coming. The Dave Clark Five, Animals, Peter and Gordon, Jerry and the Pacemakers, Chad Stewart and Jeremy Clyde, and many more. In fact, it seemed that every musical act was turning into a 4 or 5 man group. American groups caught on to the sound. They had to survive. This is the continuing story of the Rock and Roll Generation, 1964. Martha Novandella's Solid Gold Rock and Roll, 1964. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Hello, this is WPGC's Columbus. It's 1017, the rock and roll generation year, 1964. And everyone, just everyone, including lots of people in radio and television, were talking about the Beatles.
If the offstage Beatles feel somewhat impersonal toward the public never seems impersonal when it comes to the Beatles. People either like the Beatles or dislike the Beatles, but indifference is almost never discovered. For those who like the Beatles, the feeling may run to high emotion, such as a victim of Beatlemania, or perhaps a more subdued but loyal response, such as this.
They give the teenagers something in the way of nonconformity, and I think every teenager, well, that's what they look for. Especially in this day and age, they stress nonconformity, and that's what the Beatles are.
Of course, there are sometimes distraught fathers who shake their heads in confused disbelief after watching their daughters wilt under the emotional strain of idol worship.
It's a mob, you know, they're just a part of the mob. I mean, they're monkey see, monkey do, so they come running. That's all, it's like a bunch of monkeys, you know?
And let's not forget some of those adult mothers who accompany youngsters to airport fan club rallies.
You look like a housewife. Are you out here to see the Beatles?
Oh, you must be kidding. My husband's coming, and otherwise, do you think I'd fight this motley crew?
But whether you're a fan or a critic, Beatlemania is a reality. And as Longfellow once advised, for after all, the best thing one can do when it's raining is to let it rain.
You say you will love me if I have to go. Then I will remember things we said today. You say you be mine, girl. Before this dance is through, I think I love you too. I'm so happy when you dance with me. To hold you, hold you tight. I just want to dance with you. Little child, little child, little child, won't you dance with me?
This is the rock and roll generation.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you.
Rock and Roll Generation, 1964, the year of the Beatle. WPGC Columbus Showtime is 10:23. While the Beatles were wowing them in New York on the Ed Sullivan program, in the same city, at the Apollo Theater, there was another artist. The response just is overwhelming. The artist, Dionne Warwick. And the song penned by Burt Bacharach and Hal David.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by.
That was a giant in 1964, Dionne Warwick and Walk On By. WPGC environment mostly sunny today, highs to 54, clear and cool tonight with lows to 30, fair tomorrow with highs to 45 degrees. This is WPGC's Columbus. It's 10:26 with solid gold rock and roll. 1964 Motor City, Temptations.
You got a smile, all right. You know you could have been a candle.
Oh, the way you do those little things of life. You make my life so complete. The Temptations, the rock and roll generation, 1964. This is WPGC's Columbus at 10:28.
I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
Like that song by the New Seekers? Your Coca-Cola bottler has a special 45 RPM recording of it. It's yours free with proof of purchase. Just 24 Coke bottle caps or 4 proof of purchase seals from can wrappers from Coca-Cola. Full details where you shop for Coke at participating stores in the Washington metro area.
The New Seekers, buy in the world of Coke.
That's right, and be sure to get extra cartons of great tasting Coca-Cola for the long New Year's weekend.
WPGC AM and FM Morningside.
The Beau Brummels, Laugh Laugh, 1964, that's the year in the rock and roll generation. And you should remember it was the year of the British influence in sound. British dominance, in fact. They had taken the American rock and roll sound, prevalent in the late 1950s, the early 60s, and they'd added something to it, a bit more instrumentation and a kind of freshness that, well, nobody could quite explain. Here's another one of the English invaders, the Dave Clark Five.